The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Welcome back to John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Silver Streak Girls Basketball, the Streaks from the Rock Island Rocks as we wrap up the first half of the Western Big Six Conference season. Now, we were supposed to start the second half of the season on Thursday night up at Sterling. That's not going to happen Thursday night. It is going to happen Monday night now, which I'm fine with that because it's going to be kind of cold by the time we got done with the game Thursday night. So I'm all right with it. Well, let's go ahead and send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Western Big Six Basketball. Now, before we introduce the starting lineups, if you please all rise as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Sorry for the abbreviated version there. Now the starting lineups. First for the Rocks from Rock Island High School. A 5'5 senior, number 2, Amari McDuffie. A 5'8 senior, number 3, Kanaya Davis. A 5'9 senior, number 12, Emily Allison. A 5'10 senior, number 14, Bree Stewart. And a junior, number 24, Danae Robinson.
Under 10 seconds to go. Jackie Howard and Zolper. Zolper out front, down low to Megan Pacheco. Turn around jumper. Off the rim, no. Rebound pulled down on a baseline by Larson. Turn around. Off the glass.
It's good.
Off the
buzzer.
Finish.
Inside rebound. Off the Ellsberg to the final four.
And now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'8 sophomore, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'2 senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Caden Leidick. Senior number 32, Abby Lengefelter. And a 6'1 senior, number 40, Abby Davidson. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Field Gym. Streaks in their home white, silver number, silver and black trim. The Rocks in their road crimson with the gold and white, gold numbers and the gold and white trim. I know it looks like red and yellow.
My
mom always
like
corrects me, says it's crimson and gold.
I can buy the gold. I can't buy the crimson.
All right, stepping into the center circle for the Rocks will be Bree Stewart, 5'10 senior. Of course, Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior for the Streaks. And Streaks will be coming toward us to start the ball game. Ready to get it underway. The Streaks 13-4, the Rocks 10-8. Again, deceptive record. They played a really, really tough schedule in the first half of the season. Tip won by Abby Davidson. Streaks have it. It's Grace Nelson. She'll set the offense against a Rocky man-to-man. Goes to Kara Kilgore, left wing. Penetrates, brings it back out to the wing. Bounces out high for Grace Nelson. Grace bottled up, looking for some help. And the defense you expect from Rock Island, very quick, very aggressive.
Yeah, they're right in the shorts of the Streaks ball handler, so the Streaks have to be aware and use the over-aggression against them.
Grace Nelson, right wing, gives to Caden Slide, a tab of the key, dribbles left to the left elbow, stolen away from behind by Kayla Rice down the right side, lays it up and in. So the Streaks turn it over on the opening possession. Rice gets the basket, 2-0. Kara Kilgore out high left side, being guarded by Rice. Out high right side to Abby Davidson, right wing to Grace Nelson. Missed Kara down there on the right block. That goes out to Caden Slidek. Hands off to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it out and reset, working against Kanaya Davis, 5'8 senior. Now Kara Kilgore, top of the key, gets picked from Abby Davidson down the right side. High off the glass, no good, but the foul is going to be called against Emily Allison. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game.
Well, and a good decision right there by Kara just to take that one to the basket herself. She got an opening and went right to the rim with the basketball, tried to put it off high off the backboard to avoid the shot being blocked, but she's going to get to the line anyway because of the foul.
First shot up and too strong. You know, one thing we've noticed, and we talked about this a little bit of the tournament, as a guard or anybody making that entry pass to somebody posted up, you can't think about it. You get
right.
The ball, if they're open, you let it fly. And the problem that the Streaks have been thinking about, because Grace Nelson had Kara open there and just didn't pull the trigger on as Kara hits the second free throw. Streaks on the board, 2-1. Rocks just under 7 minutes to play first quarter.
Yeah, you got to be ready to put that ball in.
Yeah. Streaks come out in a 2-3 zone. Now Grace Nelson bumped into the back of, who was that? Can't even see that.
Down the baseline. I can't.
Oh, it's Kayla Rice.
Yeah.
Kayla Rice. So first foul on the Streaks, and Grace Nelson picks it up. 6:51 to play first quarter, 2-1 Rocks. It'll be Rice inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Amari McDuffie.
Should be double dribble.
Yeah, she bounced it when it came in, and then she picked it up, and then she dribbled again. I don't know why. What are we missing here?
Wow.
How many times have we seen that this season, and it's not called?
Yeah, and that was more egregious than some of them because she literally put the ball down on the floor before she started dribbling.
Now McDuffie fires a 17-footer. No good. Abby Davidson with a rebound for the Streaks, and that's something the Streaks are going to have to do well here tonight, as Evan Massey talked about, and they've done it well as of late. Now Caden Slidek stopped and tried to set herself for the three, but picked up the pivot foot in the process.
Yeah, her momentum took her too close to the base or too much towards the baseline. She tried to regroup and slid the pivot foot.
So Streaks have turned it over twice. They trail 2-1, 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. Amari McDuffie, 5'5 senior, brings it across for the Rocks, met by Caden Slidek. Out high on the right side. Still on the dribble. Now
no
we get
count.
A count.
I was going to say, jeez.
A near steal by Kara Kilgore, tied up McDuffie, but she's able to get it away to Allison. Emily Allison, right side to Rice, drives to the right elbow. Now Allison down the left side of the lane, little runner up and good. Emily Allison with her first basket, 4-1 Rocks. Grace Nelson across midcourt in the center circle, met by McDuffie. Picks up, gives to Abby Langefelter in the center circle. Left wing to Cadence Leidick. Cadence, top of the key, Kara Kilgore stops, fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes long to Kanaya Davis. She gives way to Amari McDuffie. Left wing goes to Kayla Rice. She'll fire the three, not too strong, and the rebound comes down again to Abby Davidson. Up court, Grace Nelson gives to Cadence Leidick. Right baseline, penetrates, leans in, gets fouled by Allison.
Allison, that's her second.
Yeah, so two on Emily Allison, the 5'9 senior for Rock Island. That puts Cadence Leidick at the free throw line with two shots.
At the half up at the barn in Minneapolis, the Illini lead 41-30 over Minnesota.
That is a good thing. It's always tough to play up there. That is,
yeah,
that
it
is a tough place to play. Too strong on the first shot by Cadence. First substitution, Capri Ferguson gives Grace Nelson a break, and looks like Soraya Boyd up, and she's going to check in quickly. She had a pretty good tournament for the Streaks. Got a lot of playing time with the Streaks shorthanded. Second shot for Cadence, too strong. Abby Lingenfelter with the offensive rebound, gets fouled, no call. Wow,
jeez.
Raked across the arm there by Kayla Rice, and she took the ball away. So that's going to be a Streaks turnover. Should have been a foul, though. McDuffie, left wing to Rice. Looked like she traveled back to McDuffie on the right wing. 5:11 to play first quarter, 4-1. Rocks. Rice with it on the right wing. Back out to McDuffie. She dribbles left. Gets picked from Stewart. Picked up now by Abby Davidson. Underneath gives it to Stewart. Turns around, puts it up and in. Took advantage of a mismatch there.
Well, the Streaks doubled up off the screen. Nobody picked Stewart up. Left her open in the lane. And then by the time she got the ball, no one could recover to her.
Abby Davidson, Capri Ferguson, right wing. Gives to Kara Kilgore down to the right block. Too strong on the shot. And the Rocks come away with
Kira it. Looks like she's rushing her shots inside right now. I don't know if she's worried about getting her shot blocked, but she definitely looks like she's rushing a little bit.
Yeah, and, I mean, again, just do what she does, and she'll get some contact. Bree Stewart at the free throw line kicks out to McDuffie. Left wing goes to Rice, 4:25 to play first quarter, 6-1 Rock Island. Top of the key, this is Danae Robinson in the lineup. Gives to Stewart, goes baseline. Cut off by Abby Davidson and a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side against Rice. And, oh, they're going to take the charge. Wow. It was Rice who just stepped right up into Capri. And it was a hard contact, but she stepped up into her. She
right.
didn't get set. She like, stepped toward her.
And that's what Coach Massey's talking to the official about right
wow.
now. You can't move into the charge. And
yeah.
He's saying that she was set, and I saw Coach Massey just do it. He walked up into the official to show
yeah.
him.
Yeah, that was a tough one against Capri. That's her first, and the Streaks turned it over, what, four turnovers now?
Four, yep.
Left wing, Robinson for three, too strong. Rebound, Soraya Boyd for the Streaks. Bounces for Capri Ferguson. She'll run it across, gives to Kara Kilgore running left side, stops on the wing. Now penetrates, free throw line, gives to Capri Ferguson, top of the key for three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound kept alive initially by Soraya Boyd and Abby Lingenfelter, but
I thought that three was going down. It looked like it was
too.
Right there.
Now underneath it goes to Rice.
Oh,
oh my God.
Same guy.
Now we're going to get a foul called on Abby Lingenfelter straight up and down there, and that's going to put Kayla Rice at the free throw line with two shots. She wasn't anywhere close to being set. All right, we got a timeout. Do we have a mass timeout? All right. Yep, mass timeout, 3:40 to play here in quarter number one. It is Rock Island 6, Galesburg 1. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Tried all the hiring websites to no avail? It's time to utilize your local resource. You post your listing and we drive thousands of listeners to check it out. So get ready for the applications to roll in and your position to be filled. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:40 to play first quarter. Streaks trail the Rocks 6-1. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. And again, we knew what we were to expect from the Rock Island defense, and that's the worry. You just have to take care of the basketball and not rush.
That's the thing. The Streaks are just too hurried right now with the basketball. And we've seen they've gotten the ball inside a couple times. They've gotten a couple decent three-point looks. Just haven't been able to get anything to fall other than the one free throw that Kara hit earlier. But they're going to have to find some way to crack the defensive pressure, and usually the best way to do that is to use the aggression against them.
Kayla Rice hits the first free throw. She's got 3 points. And the Streaks have had some looks where Abby Davidson posted up a couple of times. They missed her and Kira as well. So they're going to be able to get it down in the post. But
and that's a good point, too, Tom, is that they've got to use Abby Davidson. We talked about that a couple times, especially against Muhammad Seymour down at the tournament, that Abby was open and they didn't get her the ball enough. They need to get her the basketball.
Second free throw good by Rice. And while Capri Ferguson was dribbling on top of the key, McDuffie was like pushing her around the court, no call. And hand-checking her right there. Now it's Kira Kilgore out between the circles to Abby Davidson, center circle. Right side it goes to Capri Ferguson. Down on the right block, Kira Kilgore fakes, steps outside, fades away, can't hit the 10-footer. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Out to Cadence Leidick for three left side, too strong. And the rebound to Bree Stewart for Rock Island. This is Rice on the run now. Rice down the right side, gives to Danae Robinson, top of the key. McDuffie fires a three, good. Amari McDuffie with her first basket. And it's 11-1. Rock Island, 2:49 to play, Streaks without a field goal here in the first quarter.
Well, and they're picking the ball up too far away from the basket right now.
Cadence Leidick here. Kilgore top of the key, down the right side of the lane against Stewart. Pulls it back out. Now penetrates again, reverses it. Left hand up off the glass and good. So 2:33 to play in the first quarter. Streaks get their first basket. It's 11-3. That was a nice move. Pulled it back out and then went and reversed it. Let the game come to her.
Right. Well, and on top of it, she just did it with pace. She didn't hurry it. She took her time and did it with the pace that she normally plays at.
This is McDuffie, right baseline, cut off by Caden Slide. It kicks out to Rice. Rice fakes right, goes left into the paint. 8-footer up off the glass, straight on and in. Not sure if she meant to, but it went in. She's got six and a 13-3 back to a 10-point lead. Now Abby Davidson down in the paint. Turnaround fade away on the feed from Kira Kilgore, up and good. There you go.
Yeah, I didn't like her fading away, but it was effective. And I also thought she should have gone baseline instead of taking it to the middle, but it worked.
So it's 13-5, 1:48 to play first quarter. Rocks with a lead. Rice gives to the left elbow to Stewart. Hands off to McDuffie. Goes baseline, cut off by Cadence Leida. Kicks out to Stewart, one between her legs. Now it's... Rice picks it up out near midcourt, hands off to McDuffie out left of the center circle with a minute 30 to play in the quarter. Free throw line gives to Stewart.
That's always an iffy thing when that ball's rolling around for Capri, and we're going to get a bump here on Capri. It's an iffy thing. That ball came loose and went through Stewart's legs, and Capri probably could have run after, but then you also get concerned about making contact out by the sideline, you know, if you go sliding on the floor, because unfortunately a lot of times the hustle player gets called for the foul.
Second foul on Capri Ferguson. I thought maybe they would call the travel, but the travel may have been caused by the bump. Left side, this is Davis with it. Now top of the key, right side, gives on the wing to Rice. Penetrates, scoops it up, blocked by Abby Davis.
Bounce.
Oh, nice job. Abby Davis blocked it straight down. Rice had fallen to the floor, and she caught it out of bounds.
Yeah, that worked out. It couldn't have worked out any better because Abby literally just blocked it straight down to the ground, and then Rice tried to catch it while she was laying out of bounds.
Henry Hall using a lot of benches. He's got somebody in now that's not on the roster, a number 11, and I don't know if that's Amaya Jackson, who's a freshman. It looks like she could be. 5'5 freshman. She's very tiny. Now Grace Nelson with it. Right wing it goes to Caden Slidin. 1:04 to play. To Kara Kilgore, left wing for three.
There we go.
The only second basket for Kiara. She's got six. Now it's 13-8, 55 to play first quarter. So Streaks slowly working their way back in.
Right, and Kiara's starting to calm down now. You can tell she's playing more at her pace now.
McDuffie drives right side. Ran over Kiara.
No call. He's got to call a technical on Kiara. That's ridiculous.
Wow. McDuffie, Kiara, she was absolutely set. McDuffie ran over her, made the shot.
Double technical.
Who else? There's two on Kiara.
I thought maybe he only called the technical on Duffy then.
Oh, McDuffie. Oh.
McDuffie must have gotten called for the technical because he signaled two. I thought he did it twice, indicating there were two people he was calling the technical on, but it looks like it's just going to be on McDuffie because Kiara's going to the line.
Well, I don't know how in the world you missed the charge there after the one you called down here, but I don't. She must have said something, I guess.
Oh, I guarantee she did.
Oh, Kiara missed a free throw, though. Doggone it. 1 for 3 so far from the line, so that's also a personal foul, first against McDuffie. Second shot up and good for Kiara.
Yeah, I guarantee she said something while she was standing over the top of Kiara.
So 7-4 Kiara, 15-9 is a Rocket lead. 43.1 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with the basketball.
The way Kiara got up, though, I thought she was the one that got teed up.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Probably. We assumed she was mad because they didn't call the charge. Now Cadence Leidick for three, right baseline, no good,
ball.
But the rebound goes off of Robinson last, and the Streaks will have it down on the left baseline. 32.1 to play, and Grace Nelson will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Kiara Kilgore, three-pointer from the left baseline, air ball, but the rebound, Abby Davidson up and in on the weak side. Abby Davidson with four, make it 15-11, 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
I think they need to go into Abby more coming up in the next couple quarters because she's got a size advantage inside, and I don't think any of these players are strong enough to root her out. Yeah. So if Abby goes right into
the free throw line.
Right.
McDuffie, nice spin move, but blocked by Abby Davidson. Cadence Leidick with the rebound. Two to play. Grace Nelson down court to Abby, not going to get the shot off. Yep, Grace would have had to fire it up from where she got it, but Streaks make a nice little comeback, a nice run. Then the first quarter after one, it is Rock Island 15, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Rock Island with a basketball to start the second quarter, leading the Streaks 15-11. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us. Amari McDuffie on the left wing with it. Kicks out to Emily Allison. Now Rice goes to Davis on the right wing. Kenaya Davis, left elbow goes to Bree Stewart. Drives down the right side, up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Abby Davidson. Outlet to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it across for the Streaks. Gets to Cadence Leidick in the right corner, and they're going to say she stepped on the sideline.
That's a tough one there because you were hoping that the Streaks would be able to parlay that into cutting into this deficit even more, and unfortunately just a little too wide with her steps was Cadence.
Well, I thought maybe we were going to turn over on the pass because she had to go high for the pass. I thought she almost traveled there. This is...
Oof. Cadence almost got pushed from behind because she didn't know that Rice was going to just stop in front of her.
Now McDuffie out right of the center circle. Now to Rice, left side. Left wing goes to Allison. And McDuffie got free there through a pick. Now she's got it in the left corner, guarded by Cadence Leidick. Now it's Allison out high on the left side, top of the key.
Was a moving screen.
Yeah. Now it's Rice with it near the center circle to McDuffie. Left wing, it goes to Stewart. Now they're trying to slow the pace down.
Well, Davis just keeps going out to set screens, and she's just headhunting almost.
Near steal by Kiara. McDuffie gets it back, runs down the right side, lays it up and in. That was unfortunate because Kiara nearly got the steal. Clicking back the other way. Cadence Light to Abby Davidson running the floor. Right baseline, five-footer up and good.
That's what the Streaks need more of right there. Nice job running the floor by Abby and getting it into her right away by Cadence.
17-13, 6 for Abby Davidson. 6:26 to play here in the first half.
Streaks have 13 points all by Kiara Kilgore and Abby Davidson.
Left wing, it goes to McDuffie working against Cadence Light. Fakes, goes into the paint, kicks out to Stewart. Right elbow, 15-footer is good. Yeah. Bree Stewart with her second basket.
That's the one that hurts because you shut down the inside like that and she hits that long 15-foot jumper.
Abby Langenfelter gives to Kiara Kilgore, right wing. Down to Abby Davidson on the right block. Spins into the paint. Gets it up. No good. Can't hit it. But Abby Langenfelter with a rebound. Knocked away, though, by McDuffie. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
Well, and I thought that one was falling, too. That was a nice up and under right there by Abby Davidson to square herself back up. I liked how she moved with the basketball. Unfortunately, just a little bit short on it.
Capri Ferguson, Soraya Boyd back in for the Streaks. Capri to inbound, gets to Tara Kilgore, right baseline, lays it up and in.
Nice shot by Kiara. She collected that basketball and made sure she didn't travel and was able to get it up and in.
She's got 9, 19, 15 rocks, 5:42 to play here in the first half. McDuffie down the right side of the lane, leans in, shot partially blocked, I believe, by Kiara. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Capri Ferguson brings it down the right side. Hesitation dribble goes to the right wing, knocked away by Rice, into the rocks bench. It goes back to the Streaks. Coach Massey telling her, just settle down, take your time with it. And I believe I was wrong. I said Danae Robinson. It's Tamaya Jamison. It's number 25. So I don't think Danae Robinson is dressed. That's what we were told ahead of time. Tara Kilgore to inbound from in front of the rocks bench, and it comes to Capri Ferguson right of the center circle. Now Abby Lingenfelter in the center circle for the Streaks.
Capri was getting a little big with that dribble.
Capri with it, crosses over out near the center circle, working against Allison. Now picks up in a bad spot, and Allison steals it away. Emily Allison down the right side, and shot partially blocked by Tara Kilgore. Now going to go back to the Streaks as Allison and Rice came down with it together. What, we got six turnovers on us?
Yes.
Okay. 5:09 to play first half, 19-15. Streaks a chance to cut it or cut into it. And that was a bad spot. Capri got to Kiara.
Capri's playing a little sloppy right now.
Now a steal by Rice. Stole away from Kiara. Rice down the right side.
Scoops it up.
No, but Abby Lingenfelter on the push.
That's going to be her second.
So two on Abby Lingenfelter, and that's going to put Kayla Rice at the free throw line with two shots. She had 6 points in the first quarter.
Capri's got to think a little bit more on that one. She wants to get it to Kiara. She underhand flips it to her while sprinting at her. So she's bringing her defender to Kiara while she's essentially handing the basketball
up. And it looked to me like Kiara was getting ready to set a pick for her also. And then, you know, fortunate she even got the pass. Alexis Edgerson in for the first time tonight, and Abby Davidson back in for the Streaks. 4:56 to play, first half, Streaks trail 20-15. First shot by Rice, good. Second, no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. And Capri Ferguson, she'll bring it across right of the center circle. Kiara with it. Now Abby Davidson out high
Streaks
right side.
Realize they're in a zone right now. I don't think they've picked up on it yet. They're in like a 2-1-2 or a 3-2.
Kiara down the right side lane, kicks out to Cadence Leidick. Top of the key, Capri Ferguson. Thought about the three, left wing, goes to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Capri. Now to Abby Davidson, mid-post.
Just take her.
Yeah, kicked it back out to Alexis for three. Good, Alexis Edgerson with her first basket of the new year. And it's 20-18. Streaks trail by two, 4:17 to play first half.
Close as they've been since 2-1.
This is Jamison, gives to Stewart at the left elbow. That should have been a travel.
Yeah.
Hands off to Rice, and she got tripped up. Now Rice picks up on the left wing, gives way to Mirhage.
Streak faithful getting loud.
Bree Stewart with it. Mid post, stops the dribble, kicks it out to Davis. Near steal by Cadence Leidick. Now, nice pass from Rice to Stewart. Missed the shot, though. Gets her own rebound, puts it up again, missed. And another offensive rebound. Nope, it's going to go off the hands of Rice last. So the Streaks will bring it back to their way. Galesburg with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. And that brings Mari McDuffie back into the Rock Island lineup.
Well, Stewart's probably lucky she didn't get called for a three-second call there. And I think we're going to get a mask timeout.
Is it a mask? Or is it? Yeah, it is. Okay. So 3:42 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 20-18. The only thing a little kind of disappointing, we've got a nice adult crowd here tonight. Students, I don't know where they're at. There is 7 students over there behind our bench. And Rock Island's cheerleaders are here. They were even here for the sophomore game, for the conference game. So, yeah, no pep band and I don't know where the support's at. It would be nice for them to get out. And this is a fun team to watch. And this is a kind of game that you like to have a crowd that's really into it. And the crowd that's here, they're actually doing a great job getting into it on this Streaks comeback.
But, yeah, for sure. And the other thing that makes it tough is that you really want to be like, the weather we've seen, today's one of the more mild days.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so 3:42 to play first half. Streaks trailing the Rocks 20-18, and the Streaks will have the ball out of the timeout. So chance to tie or take the lead with a three. And again, you know, we've seen multiple times, and even with that 2-1-2 or 2-3, I guess it was more of a 2-1-2 that Rocky was playing down here the last couple of times down the court. You still got a spots where you can get it at least mid-post, if not in the low block, to Abby or even Kiara.
Well, and it also tells me that Coach Hall was seeing the same thing we were seeing from a peer, that Abby was open a lot and had mismatches.
Now
so he tried to take that away.
Back to the man-to-man. Actually,
I think they're still in the zone.
Okay. Now, Kiara drives a little runner in the paint. No good. Rebound comes down to Mirhage for the Rocks. Gives way to McDuffie. Top of the key. Top of the free throw line. Fires just inside. 14-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Stewart. She goes up off the glass and in. So, Streaks, unfortunately, didn't score on this one. Gave up one on the other in 22-18 Rocks.
Well, and you can't do that. If you're Abby, you got to make sure you box her out because she's the only threat they have in there.
Capri Ferguson down the right baseline. Yeah. Shot partially blocked by Stewart. And Jamison comes away with a rebound for Rock Island. Now, pass knocked away as it was Davis tried to fire pass underneath to Stewart, and Kiara Kilgore knocked it away, goes out of bounds, and Rocks will have it back on their own right baseline. Grace Nelson, Abby Lingefelter back in, starting five in for the Streaks. McDuffie to inbound. Nope, now they got a Rock substitution. Rice comes in and replaces Jamison. 2:59 to play first half, 22-18 is the Rock Island lead. Inbound comes to Rice. Now Davis down the
3
block.
3 seconds.
Oh, yes.
No, they're going to call her for the hook.
Oh, wow. So Bree Stewart gets called as she got the hook around Abby Lingefelter. Yeah, I thought it should have been a three.
Well, they but I will tell you, probably about 70% of the possessions they could get Stewart for a 3 second because she pays no attention to where she's standing. There's been a few times I've been watching her. She stands at the free throw line with one foot in, one foot out.
Yep, I've noticed that. Now the Streaks turn it over. Good hustle by McDuffie and Henry Hall with a smart timeout. McDuffie dove after it, and 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, when we're on the road, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And if you're looking for a brand-new Nissan, yes, they are available. Just get out there and talk to them. You gotta get them while they're hot, so talk to them. They can find what you want, and they can take care of you. If you're looking for pre-owned, they've got what you need, too. They'll help you find it. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home with a lifetime warranty. 2:48 to play first half. 22-18 is a Rock Island lead. Of course, Illinois, their game got postponed on Sunday with Minnesota, so they're playing up at the barn in
I was surprised tonight. The Big Ten rescheduled that so quickly.
Yeah, that was a pretty quick one. But I think, didn't they postpone it? Like, it was like by Wednesday or Thursday last week, I think
right.
They moved it. Now with the five-day quarantine that they were able to play.
Illinois up 68-43 with 5:28 left to go. Oh. So.
To the line, I showed up to play. That's a good thing. This is Davis, top of the key, hands off to McDuffie, right side, kicks out to Mirhage. Now gives way to Davis.
Kofi's dominating, by the way. He's got 27 points and 9 rebounds.
Wow, that's impressive. McDuffie on the dribble on high right side. Gets it to Stewart, now left wing to Rice. Rice back to Stewart between the circles, dribbles right down the right side lane, cut off by Kiara Kilgore, looking for help now. And swings it over on the left wing to Mirhage, and she looked like she traveled before she got to McDuffie. McDuffie now into the lane. Little hop step. Might have been a travel. I don't know how you miss it.
I don't know how that's not a travel. Yeah. She picked up the basketball, then hopped with it. And for some reason, that's something that we're just letting go in basketball now.
24-18 is a Rock Island lead, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Top of the key, Cadence Leiter down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders up off the glass and in.
The popular term of art is the gather step doesn't count. Well, yeah. That wasn't a gather step.
No.
She gathered it before she hopped.
Yeah, she hopped and then jumped again. It's I don't know. 24-20, first basket for Cadence Leiter. In fact, her first points of the night, 1:35 to play. Mirhage gives to Rice, right side, gets a pick from Stewart. Now Mirhage, top of the key. Dribbles right, gives way to Rice. Rice down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Mirhage, fires a 17-footer. Good. Wow, she didn't even have time to get set.
No.
She just fired it away and put it up and in.
Some of the jumpers they've hit in this game have been pretty impressive because they're getting the shots off in a split second, just splashing them.
Kiara on the dribble against Rice down the right side to the wing. Now hesitation, pulls
she
it out.
Got two on her.
Gets Abby Davis on top of the key, Cadence Leidick.
I understand why Abby came out as an outlet there, but I would have almost had her stay in because Kiara had pulled out two defenders on the inside there.
Abby Lingefelter.
There we go,
key.
Abby
Davis is down on the right block, and to the low got taken away.
I like the idea, but Abby Davidson has to keep that ball high.
McDuffie missed a shot. Abby Lingenfelder with the rebound. Now they're going to call a foul on Mierhage, I think. Not sure. Wasn't much contact on that one, but Mierhage picks it up. That's her first. And that is now 15 fouls apiece with 41.4 to play in the half. We'll wait to Abby Lingenfelder to get her shoe tied again. So the Rocks pick up with pressure McDuffie at midcourt, and they're doing some trapping off this.
Now they're in showing a 1-2-2 trap, half-court trap.
Well, now seeing that didn't trap that time.
No,
yeah.
They didn't. I don't know if Mierhage's knows where she's supposed to be. She keeps floating.
Kerr from the right side gets fouled. Dribbled down the right side, got cut up in between players. Well, she's taking the contact, might as well put the shot up, and the foul goes against Rice. And that's her first, and that puts Kara Kilgore at the free throw line for two shots. She's 2-for-4 tonight from the line, 9 points in the game, 27.6 to play in the half, 26-20 Rock Island. First shot is up and short.
She just can't find that touch on the first one. The last two trips to the line, she was long. That time, she's short.
Soraya Boyd will replace Abby Lingenfelder, who's got two fouls for the rest of the first half here. So Kara Kilgore, 5'9 sophomore at the free throw line, eyes a second shot. It is up, and that one is good.
Second shot she's figured out pretty well.
Yeah. She's got 10 in the game, 26-21, 24 seconds to play. McDuffie walks it across midcourt left side, swing it over right wing to Rice. Rice working against Grace Nelson with 15 now. Now McDuffie right of the center circle with 13. Don't want to give her an open lane going to the basket.
No, she's going to look to drive here.
Yep, now with 8. McDuffie on the dribble left of the center circle with 6. Gets a pick from Stewart. Goes right now with 3. She might not know how much time's left. Now goes baseline, runs into Kiera, yep. And didn't even get a shot off. She did not even know how much time was left.
That's not smart basketball.
No, that will not make Henry Hall happy. He's upset. How do you not get a shot? And that's your leader. That's your
right.
Leading scorer. That's your leader. And she's been, well, she's been playing since she was a freshman, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Varsity. So, well, good news for the Streaks. They didn't even get a shot off to end the half. We have played one half of basketball. It is Rock Island 26. Galesburg 21. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down some halftime stats, talk about this one, and the upcoming schedule as well. Streaks trail 26-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gunn for WGIL. Register now for the Regional Office of Education's webinar, Toddlers and Technology, the Tablet Baby Generation. This Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Learn how to protect small children from harmful content. Get guidance on kid-friendly media. Find out how to register on the community events page, WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, Todd Herbert there, Gibson here, John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Rock on the Rock 26-21 is our halftime score. Rocky was up 15-11 to end the first quarter after Streaks made a big run to get themselves back into it. Streaks route scored 11-10 in that second quarter for the 26-21 lead. The Streaks 13-4 on the year, Rocky 10-8, and Galesburg 2-3 in the conference. Rocky comes in at 4-1. Well, here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Now, the girls were supposed to have a game at Sterling coming up on Thursday night. Apparently, COVID in the Sterling program, that's gotten pushed back till Monday night now, and Eric and I will have that one for you. And the Chicken George from, what's the name of that place up there?
Candlelight Inn.
Yeah, Candlelight Inn, yes.
That will be our go-to.
Exactly. So that's going to be Monday night now rather than Thursday. So Friday night, the GHS boys will play at Alleman. Now, this is going to be a varsity-only game. Apparently, there's some COVID in the Alleman sophomore program, so it's going to be a varsity-only game. So that'll be a hard 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:40 pregame. And at this point, we're not exactly sure who's going to be doing the game. We're hoping it's Brad Benowitz, but there's a possibility that Eric and I will be there for that one. So
it will make for a busy 4 days for us.
Yes, it will. And then Saturday, the GHS girls will be down in Peoria to take on the Manual Rams. It's a little kind of weird start time. It's a 2:30 tip-off, so 2:10 for the pregame for that one, a little bit later afternoon game down there. And, by the way, they've set a note that each player is only allowed – two fans for players. So your parents or whatever. Yeah.
We figured out which player we're going with?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out too. So that game Saturday afternoon, and then coming up on Monday night, the girls will take on Sterling, and then the boys will be in action Tuesday night. They will be on the road at Rock Island next Tuesday night for a 6:40 contest. And the Illini actually are playing Nebraska that night as well. We'll pick up the end of that game after the boys' game coming up next Tuesday night. Girls will be a week from Thursday the 13th. We'll get our trip to Wharton Fieldhouse and a rematch with the Moline Maroons. The boys will play Quincy Friday the 14th. And, lots and lots of basketball coming up. We've got the Downstate Classic coming up on the 15th. We'll play Lincoln in that one. Then we've got more of that coming up. Lots and lots of basketball to go here as the second half of the season gets underway. And we'll spend a lot of time on the road in the second half.
Yeah, unfortunately, we burned our hometown privileges in that first half.
And that'll include a trip to Quincy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That happens every year for some reason. All right, halftime, Streaks trail 26-21. We'll come back with some halftime stats. And the second half, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Well, then why are you following them?
Right. Respectfully, right. By the way. Respectfully chasing down the jurors on this case.
And keeping our distance.
Respectfully.
But running a red light. That's why I got pulled over.
Yes.
Right.
You friggin' liar.
Well, he looked both ways before running it, so it was very respectful. Golly.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Looking for the best sports and gambling information? Check out Statelines. Hosted weekly by Jason Gotch and Kevin Berger, Statelines takes a look at football betting, including the best angles on the NFL, sides and totals, futures, prop bets, and more. Jason and Kevin also go in-depth on the Chicago Bears, giving you the latest news and betting insight for the Monsters of the Midway, as well as the rest of the league. And on each episode, the guys will give you their three best NFL bets for the coming week's slate of games. There will be betting talk for other sports, too. What's hot in the sports world? We've got you covered. Jason and Kevin give you a fun and informed look at sports and gambling. Want the winners? Check out Statelines. Available wherever you get your podcasts. That's Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Available now on your favorite podcast platform and on the web at statelines.show.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and windy, overnight low of 10. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from 9 tonight until 6 tomorrow for Warren and Henry counties. A wind advisory in effect from 3 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Knox County. Mostly sunny, windy, patchy, blowing snow tomorrow. High of 14. The wind chill as low as 10 below zero. Tomorrow night, low of 1. The wind chill as low as 15 below. It's 31 at WGIL.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Jim Town Air there, Gibson Street trail the Rocks 26-21. Scoring wise, Kiara Kilgour led the way with 10 points, a three, a couple of twos, and six from the line. 6 points for Abby Davidson on three baskets, two for Caden Flydick on a basket, three for Alexis Edgerson on a three-pointer, two three-pointers for the Streaks. I mean, you're right in this game. You're only 3 for 8 from the free throw line, but we're kind of used to that.
Yeah, well, and the unfortunate thing is you look at that and you're like, we're down 5, and we've missed 5.
Yeah, yep. For the Rocks, 9 points for Amari McDuffie, including a three-pointer, 3-2. 6 points for Bree Stewart on three baskets, 7 for Kayla Rice on a couple of baskets, 3 for 4 from the line, 2 points for Mackenzie Mirhage on a basket, 2 for Emily Allison on a basket. They were 3 for 4 from the line with 1 three-pointer.
2 turnovers is all Rocky had in that first half, Tom. Streaks turned the ball over 9 times. Not a good ratio. However, the Streaks made up for it in the rebounding end because they had 16 boards to only 8 for Rocky and a 5-2 advantage on the offensive boards. Rocky shooting the ball real well. They're 11 of 23 from the field, 1 of 3 from distance. Streaks aren't shooting it too bad themselves. They're 8 of 18, just 2 of 7. But 18 shots and a half for the Streaks is a rather low number. We normally see them in about the mid-20s, so that tells you how often they're turning the ball over. And also, you know, you talked about it a little bit there in the second quarter. At times, the Rocky offense became a little bit more deliberate, which we haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
Usually they're the kind of up-and-down team that wants to get as many possessions as possible in a game, and they really worked the offense a few times in that second quarter.
Yeah, and that was when they had a kind of a smaller, quicker lineup in, too.
Streaks coming out with Alexis Edgerson.
So Alexis Edgerson, Caden Slidick, Kiara Kilgour, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson for the Streaks, and it comes to Kiara Kilgour setting up the offense against McDuffie. Now Abby Lingenfelter in the center circle, and call for a travel.
I don't know that I saw a travel. I saw it was going to be a turnover anyway.
Yeah, the ball got blocked, but
That might actually benefit the Streaks, though, because that was going to be a turnover regardless, and now it's a dead ball turnover instead of a live ball turnover.
So 10 Streaks turnovers in the ball game, and the Rocks bring it the other way, leading 26-21. Amari McDuffie walks it across, met by Kiara Kilgour. Just inside the top of the key, it goes to Davis.
Knocked away and stolen away by Cadence Leidick.
Cadence on the dribble across midcourt right side, picks up, looks for help, bounces to Kiara Kilgour. He was trying to bounce to Abby Davis, and Kiara having him going her way up.
Travel.
Now, see, that is no different than that hop and then the jump. She took an extra step there. It's the exact same play. Yep. I don't understand.
Yeah, but Kiara's got to have court awareness right there. She cut right in front of Abby Davidson as that entry pass was going down into her.
This is Davis on the right wing for Rocky. Now McDuffie has the top of the key, dribbles left, gets picked from Stewart, hesitates, goes to the wing, pulls back out and pushes off, acting like she's getting fouled, and she actually pushed off. Allison gives way to Rice. Now at the free throw line, Stewart back to the right wing. It goes to Allison. Cut off by Abby Lingenfelter. Now Stewart with it. Now McDuffie out high right side. Right wing, it goes to Allison.
Another moving screen from Stewart. She's still not been called on one of those.
Hands off to McDuffie left side. Leans in to Kiara Kilgour. Gets it up off the glass and in. She's got 11, make it 28-21 Rocks.
You can tell she definitely has it down, Tom, the ability to absorb contact and finish.
Kiara stops right wing, tried to get inside Abby Davis and knocked away by McDuffie. Got to go a little bit higher on the pass. Good thought on the pick and roll there, but got to throw a higher pass over the top of McDuffie. Streaks have it back on the right baseline. Kiara Kilgour to inbound. Streaks trail 28-21, 6:34 to play here in the third quarter.
Nice.
A wide open. Oh. Lingenfelter missed the shot, though. Geez. Oh, man. And the rebound got knocked away by Davis. Now
Abby
Rice
just got it right in the elbow between the rim and the backboard.
Long three from McDuffie. Missed it. And Streaks didn't go after the rebound initially. Fortunately, got knocked away to Alexis Edgerson. Now Kiara Kilgour with it out high on the left side. Drives baseline, puts a runner up.
We're going to get a charge call.
The officials looked at each other, and one started to say block, and then the other decided charge. They couldn't make up their mind. Wow.
So I will give them that one was a little bit more on the charge side because she was set for a long time before Kiara got there.
I think the one that called the one earlier didn't want to make the call.
No.
He was the one that started to initiate the block signal. Rice, right wing, goes to Allison. Allison stops. Three-pointer nice. Blocked by Abby Lingenfelter, and the ball goes to the floor. Unfortunately, Rice comes away with it. And
she throws away.
They're going to save one off of Caden's lightest foot, I think. I think that's what they're saying. Capri Ferguson in to replace Alexis Edgerson. 5:48 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trail 28-21. It'll be McDuffie to inbound from the right baseline for Rocky. McDuffie looks way out high. It goes to Rice. Got it at midcourt. Now kicks out to Allison. Left wing. Fakes a three. Penetrates. 12-footer up and no good. Weak side rebound. Kiara Kilgore for the Streaks. Kiara on the run with it. Down the right side. Going to go all the way down the right side lane. But stolen away from behind by McDuffie. She probably should have just taken the shot. Yes. She was trying to make a pass there, though. Now McDuffie, left side. Shot blocked by Capri Ferguson. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Capri up court. It goes to Caden Slider, right side. She'll penetrate right past Allison. Lays it up and in. Caden Slidick with four, and it's 28-23, 5:16 to play in the third.
Streaks' first two of the first points of the quarter come at the 5:16 mark.
McDuffie left of the center circle to Rice. Now it's Allison left wing. Swing it over to Stewart on the right elbow. He just kind of stands around, traveled with it. No call down the right side of the lane. Shot up and good. That's unfortunate because she just there's some violation almost every time she touches the ball. Now
McDuffie
Capri gets
all
pushed.
Over Capri.
How did we not call the push? That's what Coach Massey's saying. The ball gets knocked in
this
the backcourt.
This is streak basketball.
I thought it went off Abby Lingenfelter.
No.
Either way.
Davis hooked and slapped at it to try to get it, and it went off her hand.
Coach Massey's still talking to the official. I understand because McDuffie's all over Capri pushing her. It's a foul. You can't push her while she's handling the ball. Abby Davidson.
That's a push.
There you
okay.
go.
If that's a push, then every time McDuffie makes contact, it's a push.
She should have fouled out by now because she did bump into Abby Davidson, but that was less contact than there was when Capri was handling the ball. So the other official heard Coach Massey's argument. That's the second foul on McDuffie. Kiara Kilgore inbound from the near sideline. Gets it Abby Lingenfelter back to Kiara. Out high right side, 4:34 to play. Kiara on the dribble, bounces for Abby Davidson. Now nice look underneath and got
no push.
My goodness, Capri Ferguson to Kiara Kilgore. She got pushed but got the shot up and in. She's got 12 and it's 30-25. Yeah, how did you not see that? She actually moved in the air. She got pushed, when she went up. Fortunately got the shot to fall. My guess is they may have called it if she missed. I don't know, though.
Right.
McDuffie between the circles with it.
Which that should never be a factor.
No, exactly. Allison out high left side with it. And gets it to Stewart at the right elbow. 15-footer up. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Kiara Kilgore. She'll outlet to Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it across and set it. And she just threw it away. She threw it right behind Kiara. Was going as she thought Capri was going to set the offense. And she was trying to get it to Kiara. Threw it away right behind her. And that's five turnovers in the half. And 14 for the game? 14
for the game.
And now a timeout. It's an official's timeout. Mass timeout will take one as well. 3:50 to play third quarter. It is Rock Island 30, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with Creek Stewart, author of The Disaster Ready Home. We'll see you here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
3:50 to play third quarter. It is Rock Island 30, Galesburg 25. Abby Lingenfelter has the trainer. Something. She might have had a cut or something on her arm. Somebody cut her up. I don't know. Did she have anything up there near her elbow earlier? I didn't notice.
I didn't see anything, so... I think she must have gotten scratched or something and trying to limit any blood from coming out. Tom, I think this is the first game we've had three mask timeouts, and usually we get one, maybe two.
Yeah.
We've had 3 3/4 so far.
I'm guessing we're going to get another one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, these guys seem to be pre-honed in on it.
Rice trapped up, a near steal by Caden Slidick. Allison able to get it back. Yeah, I thought she traveled when she picked it up. Rice out of her mid-court. Looked like she traveled as well. Rice with it near the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Davis. Three-pointers way off the mark. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Gives to Capri Ferguson. Up court to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. She might have traveled with it. Now she lost a handle on it. Rice brings it back the other way. Rice bounces on the left side for Maya Jackson. And the Rocks turn it over.
If that's who we believe that is.
Yeah, I'm just guessing because that's the only 11. Well, the varsity and sophomore team wear the same uniform.
Yeah, that's
thing,
true.
So I'm just guessing that's who it is. Capri Ferguson across midcourt to Abby Davidson in the left corner. Back to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key, Capri Ferguson. Now Abby Davidson going across the lane, scooped it up, no, but gets fouled by Rice. That's her second foul. Kind of wish she was. Abby kind of brought the ball down
right
and tried to put up. If she would have just maybe held it up, she could have gotten a better look at it and got the shot off. But she does get to the free throw line with two shots, 6 points in the game for Abby Davidson, all from the field. 6-1 senior, eyes the first, and it is good.
Well, smart move here by Coach Hall. I think he saw what was going on with his guard play, and he's going to get Mari McDuffie back into the game. Streaks were trapping out top, and I think they were trying to take advantage of the fact that McDuffie was out of the game.
Second for Abby Davidson is up and good. Abby all tournament down at Mattoon along with Kiara Kilgore. 30-27, Streaks within a three ball of tying it up. Got to get a stop. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. McDuffie walks it across, met by Kiara Kilgore. Dribbles right. Gets to Davis, down to Stewart in the block. How do you not get the three seconds?
Right,
she's
Stewart was
in
the
lane
the entire possession.
My goodness.
Didn't even start counting.
No. Right wing, this is Kenia Davis with it. Free throw line goes to Jamison.
Travel.
Yeah. Yep. Now gets out to McDuffie between the circles. McDuffie on the dribble, left side, hesitation. Now pushed
off.
Pushed off.
No call right in front of the official.
And runs in again. Nice defense by Tierra.
Stewart still in the lane.
Yep.
Still in the lane.
No count even. McDuffie on the dribble. 2:18 to play. She wants an isolation. And
yeah, she
did
does.
A great job cutting her off last time. She wanted to get a shot off and no chance.
Five-second call. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Holy cow. You know, I didn't even think he was counting.
No, I didn't think so either. And Kara was guarding. I mean, she wasn't, like, seriously guarding. She was just close enough to her that he made the count, made the call.
Oh, Capri's got to recognize that. Oh, we're going to get a foul.
It's going to go against McDuffie. A block. That's her third.
Okay. I thought they were going to just say that was out of bounds off McDuffie because Capri wasn't really paying attention, and now McDuffie's injured, hobbling.
Yeah, looks a little bit. Henry Hall calls the timeout, and this is going to be a full. We'll take one as well. 2:08 to play third quarter. It's Rock Island 30, Galesburg 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:08 to play third quarter. It is Rock Island 30, Galesburg 27. Streaks of the basketball out of the timeout. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. Kiara Kilgore to inbound near the scorer's table on the Streaks end of the floor. Streaks fan base getting into it again, and it comes to Abby Davis on the left wing. Hands off to Kiara. She's got it on the dribble, working against McDuffie, who now has three fouls. Kiara on the dribble, gets picked from Abby Davidson, goes right, pulls it back out, hesitation.
Get it to her.
Missed Abby and got it into the paint. Left side, left hand, up and in. Scooped it up and in. Kiara Kilgore.
Kiara does it herself.
And it's 30-29. Rocks, 1:45 to play here in the third quarter.
Closest the Streaks have been since 2-1.
Jamison with it, left side. Left wing it goes to Rice. Back to Jamison, out high left side. She's on the dribble to the left elbow. Now picks up, looks for help. And gets it off to Rice. Good defense by the Streaks. Rice on the dribble down the left side. Got past the defenders. Missed the layup, though. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Kiara on the dribble. Down the right side. Nice look to Abby.
Oh,
Lingenfelter to running the floor. Traveled. No call.
Yeah, she did.
But she
turned it over anyway.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I don't think she was expecting the pass. And Kind of got on her fingertips, just couldn't quite reel it in. Now it goes to Davis. A three-pointer is no good. Out high right side. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound and fouled from behind by Jamison. Tamaya Jamison with her first foul.
Well, just out of curiosity, Tom, wasn't there some rule passed about uniformity of uniforms?
Yeah, I was just going to mention it.
Jamison has, like, shorts on underneath her basketball shorts that stick out the bottom.
Yeah, and they're, like, multicolored, like, almost tie-dye looking things.
Right.
Yeah. She either needs to pull those up or her uniform shorts down.
Right.
So the Streaks with it, a minute to play in the third, and they can take the lead with a basket.
Oh, body it up.
Yeah, how do you not call that? Rice bumping Capri Ferguson the whole way. Top of the key, Capri has it to Abby Davidson in the paint, kicks out to Cadence Lydic. She penetrates, gets around.
Wow,
Allison up and in, and the Streaks have the lead for the first time tonight on the Cadence Lydic move, 31-30 with 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Great job by Abby Davidson on the post-up. She knew she didn't have a clean look at it. Kicked it out to Cadence, who made a nice move to get the shot. Jamison, right wing with it. Working against Abby Lingenfelter. Now to Allison down the left side lane. Kicks out to McDuffie on the left wing. Amari McDuffie with 21 to play. Hopefully she doesn't know how much time is on the clock like the end of the half. McDuffie on the dribble. Dribbles right.
No, that was not a foul.
McDuffie ran into Kiara and flung her head back like she got hit, and there wasn't even that much contact. That is two on Kiara Kilgore.
She plays it up like,
wow.
I mean, if the officials are going to bite on it, then there's nothing you can do about it.
But how can you not call when Capri's getting bumped?
No, I agree. Well, that's what I'm saying. No. I guess Capri just got to jerk her head back.
Now Kiara knocks it away off of McDuffie, and it went off McDuffie's foot. Then I think Abby Lingenfelter hit it before it went out, so it goes back to Rock Island. 4.9 to play. McDuffie's going to rebound. You got to watch her after she inbounds because she's going to try to get the ball right back, is my guess.
Yeah, you might be able to jump against Steele.
Oh, block! Ferguson!
What a block! Wow!
It was Rice. Rice tried to fire the three-pointer. Capri just smacked it out of bounds. That was one of the most emphatic blocks I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Holy cow. That was halfway up the wall.
Now
they're going to call Capri for a push.
Yeah, he's going after trying to get the knock the inbound pass away. Now there's 1.6 to play. They're going to run the same play. They're going to try to they're going to inbound from in front of the Rock Island bench.
Get ready for the pass back.
And it comes to Allison. She'll fire the long three from straight on. That's an air ball. And we have played three quarters of basketball. After three, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 31. The Rock Island Rocks 30 will come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this reminder. If you or your family are in need, St. Vincent de Paul weekly food distribution happens every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Curbside service is provided, and while you don't need to call ahead, it will speed up the process. Learn more on the area events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter underway. John Field, Jim, Tom Aird, there. Gibson Streaks with a 31-30 lead over the Rock Island Rocks as Caden Slidek knocks the ball away from Mirhage, but Rocky gets it back. This is McDuffie down the right side. Fakes, puts it up. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Now Capri Ferguson with it across midcourt, right side, gets bumped and no call. And Rice steals it down the right side. Rice on the shot blocked by Capri, but she's going to
be
called
for
the foul.
So
Capri Ferguson picks up her fourth. How are you not calling the contact on the dribble?
Well, and if I'm the Streaks bench, I'm making sure these officials hear about it every time because there is a lot of contact when the Streaks are dribbling the ball out in the half court.
So Kayla Rice at the free throw line. First shot is up and too strong.
Way too strong. She made her first three, missed her last two.
Had 7 points all in the first half, 31-33, 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Grace Nelson back in along with Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, Caden Slidek, Kara Kilgore. Second shot for Rice is up, and that one is good. Now we are tied at 31. Grace Nelson met by Rice across midcourt left side. Gets to Abby Davidson down the left corner. Dangerous passer. Abby able to reel it in. Now Grace with it between the circles. Left wing, Kara Kilgore fires a three. Good! Kara Kilgore on the feed from Grace Nelson, 34-31. Quickly back the other way. This is Allison. Shot partially blocked by Abby Lingenfelter. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Streaks' biggest lead of the ball game. Now Kara left wing with it again. 7:02 to play. Streaks' lead 34-31. Abby Davidson down the left baseline. Kicks out to Abby Lingenfelter on the wing. Top of the key, Grace Nelson.
Take your time.
Now to Kara. Three-pointer left wing. That one short. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Fakes, kicks it back out. Gives to Grace Nelson. Right wing, Caden Slidek fires a three. Too strong. Looked like that one was going to fall. Rice with the rebound for Rocks. Rice on the run down the right side. And travel with it. Got to be a travel. You're kidding me. You're going to call a foul? Oh, my goodness. She took an extra step before there was any kind of contact.
The whole Coach Matthew called for the travel.
Wow. Grace Nelson got called for a foul. I mean, she was totally out of control and off balance and took two steps, and then there was some contact. That was horrible. Wow. First free throw is good for Kayla Rice. So after missing two straight, she's made two straight now. 34-32. Streaks with a lead. Now 34-33. 6:39 to play in the ball game.
Be ready at half court here. They're going to try jumper, and they do. And
there,
that's going to be a finally.
Finally called.
Wow.
Foul. So
that's the third on Rice.
Yeah. So not the official that's been on the play most of the time, because he's not going to call. The other official has normally been down under the basket when that's been happening. So that's three on Kayla Rice. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter out high on the right side. Back to Kara Kilgore on the left wing. 6:30 to play. Near steal by McDuffie. Kara gets it back. Ooh. Able saves it inbounds to Abby Lingenfelter. Now it's Caden Slidek. Drives right side. Pulls up a little five-footer short. Rebound, though. Abby Lingenfelter can't hit. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Up and in! Two offensive rebounds and the put back by Abby Davidson that time. And it's 36-33 streaks. Amari McDuffie out high on the left side. 6:11 to play in the ball game, working against Kara Kilgore. Now it's Rice with it. Right wing to Allison. Allison gives to Stewart at the free throw line. Traveled, no call. Down the right side, scoops it up. No good. And wow.
Abby Davidson was straight up and down.
Well, I think they're calling Cadence from behind.
Jeez.
I don't know what that was either. So Cadence Leidick with the foul, because that was a clean block by Abby Davidson. So Bree Stewart goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game.
It's the first trip to the stripe, though.
First one is up, and that is good. She gets stuff done, but it's because they don't call any violations on her. I mean, every time she gets it, the feet kind of shuffle a little bit, just like they did before she drove down the lane for that one. If she's not just standing in the lane, as we've pointed out.
Right.
Second shot good as well. Make it 36-35. Back to another one.
Streaks have to identify their full court press here.
Kara has him in the backcourt. Gets Owen traveling. Yep. Yep. Tried to fake McDuffie and got going too fast with it. Didn't put it on the floor.
Well,
more worried about making the move that time.
Yeah, the Streaks have to be a little bit more conservative, bringing the ball up if they're going to press them like that. Use the passes. Get the ball off the floor. Have Abby Lingenfelter bring it up. Nobody's guarding her. Just have her get it across half court for you.
36-35. Rocks with a chance to take the lead. Rice kicks out left wing. Ooh, bad. Nearly turnover there. Allison able to reel the pass in. And she's got it between the circles. Out high right side to Davis. Right baseline. It goes to McDuffie outside the three-point arc. 5:35 to play. 36-35 streaks. Davis on the dribble. Gets picked from Stewart. Stops. Gives to Rice on the right wing to McDuffie mid-post.
No,
stolen away by Caden Slidek. Caden's on the dribble down the right side. Leans in. Hammered. And that's going to be four on Kayla Rice. And that's going to put Caden Slidek at the free throw line with two shots. Great job by Caden to just take it in, knowing she was going to take some contact.
Right. And she took it right at the defender. We don't see that enough sometimes from the girls. They get so worried about getting their shot blocked. Go ahead and take that contact. Make the official blow the whistle.
Six for Caden, 0-for-2 from the line in the first quarter. First shot is up, and this one is good. Two-point lead now for the Streaks. 5:20 to play in the ball game. As Henry Hall gets Jamison up off the bench, and she'll replace Rice, who's got four fouls now.
And she's fixed her shorts. I don't know if she heard us talking or what.
Apparently, unless the official said something to coach or to her. Second shot for Cadence, no good. Rebound off the hand of Abby Lingenfelter, and Stewart able to run it down. Nope, now from the front. No, they're still not fixed from the front.
Nope.
on the one side. The right leg, you can still see the shorts he's got underneath. Allison, left wing with it. Gives back to McDuffie in the center circle, dribbles right. Gets picked from Stewart. Now moving pick again, they don't call.
Right, Stewart now. in the lane.
Now pass stolen away by Cadence Leidick. Bad pass from Allison. Cadence Leidick steals it away. Kara across midcourt right side. Gets right baseline to Cadence Leidick. She'll fire the three.
Oof.
Too strong at the back of the rim. And the rebound comes out long to Stewart. Now McDuffie on the run right side. McDuffie, free throw line down the right side lane. Kicks out to Allison for three-pointer right wing. Missed it. Bounces off and the rebound. Kara Kohler. Bounced around. Looked like it was going to fall in. And it came.
I was worried you called that a little early.
Because it bounced. I thought it was too strong. And it's like, oh, it bounced another time. Now Abby Davidson left baseline with it. Bounces on the left block for Kara.
And one!
Got it in.
That's
one.
On McDuffie.
That's her fourth foul. Nice job, Abby Davidson. Well, if you're not going to get it to be posted up, I'll get it to somebody posted up. Got it to Kara Kohler. Took the contact, put it up and in. Four fouls on Amari McDuffie. Streaks lead 39-35, and a chance of the traditional three-point play from Kara Kohler. Henry Hall's upset. He was all the way halfway out on the floor calling the timeout. So this is a full timeout. I'm surprised they didn't make it a mass timeout. 4:21 to play in the ball game. We'll keep it here. Streaks with a lead 39-35. Kara Kohler will be at the free throw line. She's got 19 points in the game, and she got a chance at a traditional three-point play. You can just see the confidence growing in the Streaks, and that's fun to see.
Yeah, definitely. And they're doing a nice job. They're attacking inside. They're absorbing contact right now. This is what they need to be doing a little bit more of against this team, because like we talked about from the outset, this is a very aggressive defensive team. They're going to hit you, and if you can just absorb the contact and still finish, it's going to be big.
Yeah, and you're going to see this against Geneseo as well. You just mm-hmm. got to take it right back to them and take advantage of their aggressiveness.
Right, and the other thing now that's going to be very important down the stretch, hitting free throws.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we can't state that enough. And it's a thing, unfortunately, this team has struggled with this season. But if they can hit free throws down the stretch here, they'll be in good shape.
Yeah, they were just 3-for-8 in the first half. They've been a little bit better in the second half. So Kara Kohler, the 5'9 sophomore at the free throw line. Chance at 3-point play. In and out. Oh, thought it was going to go big. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Put back. No good. Abby Davidson with it. Puts it up. Foul.
Oh.
No call, but she puts it up off the glass and in off of 1 foot, taking contact. Great job on the offensive glass by the Streaks. 41-35, 4:08 to play. And Allison traveled the basketball. She was looking to pass, and somebody, one of the Streaks, I think, stepped in the passing lane, and she picked up her pivot foot. So a turnover by the Rocks with 4:07 to play. Streaks lead 41-35.
Well, and she got some latitude there because she turned around and argued with the official, and nothing was said to her, which usually that can be a quick hook right there.
So Jamison guarding Kara Kohler right now. Kara nearly lost it. Now McDuffie comes to the weak side, helps. She steals it away, lays it up with the right hand and in. Her first basket in the fourth quarter.
Kara's got to use her teammates.
She's got Jamison guarding her, which is not a problem. Oh, now a bad pass, and it's stolen away by Davis down the left side. Lays it up, missed it, though. Kara with a rebound. Nope, actually comes out to Cadence Leidick.
Coach Massey might want to use the timeout here.
3:30 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 41-37. Grace Nelson to Abby Davidson. Left baseline outside the three-point arc. Now Abby Lingenfelter to Grace Nelson. Tab of the key.
Take your time. There's no hurry. Now, yeah, good pass.
Abby, travel with it. Yeah, she saw the lane there. She caught it mid-post and saw the opening and picked up the pivot foot before she went.
Yeah, she's got to recognize there that there's an open lane. Just go after it. And now here comes the mass timeout.
All right. 3:20 to play. It is Galesburg 41. Rock Island 37 will take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
news, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
John Thiel, Jim, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Rock Island Rocks 41-37. And I don't remember where we're at. Is it our ball out of the timeout?
No, remember.
Oh, that's
Abby
right. We had the travel, the turnover by the streak. So the Rocks will have to bring it the length of the court. They come out with Stewart, McDuffie, Rice, Allison, and Davis. Streaks come out with Caden Slidick, Kara Kilgore, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, and Grace Nelson. This is Rice. She's got four fouls. McDuffie with four fouls as well.
Streaks have got to be aggressive offensively, too, and try to get those fifth fouls on those
exactly.
Two.
Exactly. Another moving screen by Stewart got called.
Every time.
Yeah.
And the lane.
Official just
in
watches
the lane.
It. Yep. Nope, there she got her foot out. And Allison gets it to McDuffie down the left side against Abby Davis.
Oh, my God.
They blew the whistle before there was any contact.
Wow.
So McDuffie puts the shot up and in. She's going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the and one. Abby Davis got called for foul. The whistle blew as she was leaving the floor.
Right.
Before she'd even put the shot up.
They
anticipated
contact.
Yeah,
they definitely anticipated contact there.
And I'm not even so sure there was any. So Amari McDuffie goes to the free throw line and cut it to one and does. 41-40 streaks under 3 minutes to play. This is, again, you got to see how aggressive. Now she's not being quite aggressive defensively at Rice. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key. Missed Abby Davidson in the lane there, looking over the defense. Somebody's got to move toward her. Don't want to get a five call
either.
Yeah,
got to get up top.
Crosses over, comes back the other way. That's what Henry Hall was wanting, too. Abby Lingenfelter out high left
get
side.
Get it to Kiera. Look inside.
Cadence penetrates.
No, that's not the pass.
Yeah.
So Kiera was open on the ball side post, and they didn't throw her the ball. And then once she went to the weak side post, then Cadence tried to thread through the defense, and there were three defenders between her and Kiera.
Fortunately, kicked out of bounds by the Rocks, so the Streaks have it on the right baseline. Grace Nelson inbound, and it comes to Abby Davidson, five-footer.
Nice!
Good! Abby straight up with it. Puts it up and in, 43-40 Streaks, 2:24 to play. Every possession critical now, got to get a defensive stop. McDuffie out high on the left side against Kiera Kilgore. Now the five count going, and he's making sure McDuffie knows.
Yeah, which I don't know why he's doing that.
Now Rice fires a long three right side, in and out, no good. I thought that was going to fall. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Grace Nelson down court to Abby Davidson, puts up the 10-footer. Good, Abby Davidson! She's got eight in the quarter. 16 for the game, 45-40 streaks. Allison, left wing, picks up, gets out to McDuffie out high on the left side with 1:49 to play. Allison back on the wing with it. Swings it over to Stewart out high on the right side.
And nice steal.
Stolen away by Caden Slidick. Caden's on the run, bounces for Abby Lingenfelter, gets knocked away from behind by Rice, but it's going to go back to the streaks on the right baseline with 1:36 to play.
Nine turnovers now for Rocky, seven of them here in the second half. Streaks have turned the ball over 21 times, so.
1:36 to play, Streaks with a lead, 45-40, and it comes to Kiera Kilgore on the right wing.
Streaks should pull it out and burn some clock here.
Out high left
because
side.
There are two guards that would foul and both in foul trouble. I'd pull this one back.
Kiera on the dribble, don't want to get a five call. Now gets to Abby Davidson in the center circle. Now Grace Nelson on high right side.
I'd burn clock and have Abby Lingenfelter and Abby Davidson both work as outlets.
There's a bump, no call. And near steal. Yeah. Now foul from behind on Stewart as she bumps Grace Nelson. That's going to put Grace at the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus.
I keep doing that. You have your guards out there and then pull Abby Lingenfelter and Abby Davidson up occasionally to work as outlets if the guards get in trouble, because you know that the guards don't want to foul and the post players aren't playing tough defense on either of our post players.
So Grace Nelson at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus.
Big free throw. 6-point
lead with 1:10 to play, 46-40 streaks.
This will make it a three-possession game.
Second shot up and good. And now timeout called.
Yeah, that's huge. The three-possession game with a minute 10 left, that was huge. Huge
and
free throw from Grace.
Who called it? Is that Coach Massey or did Henry Hall call that?
Looks like Coach Massey.
We'll take one as well. 1:10 to play. Streaks lead 47-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
1:10 to play at John Field Gym. Tom Arith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Rock on the Rocks 47-40. Rocks with the basketball. That'll be McDuffie to trigger. She'll be met by Haynes Lively.
You're going
to roll. You could get a five call, though. He's not even counting.
Well, because he doesn't understand the rule. Is the
apparently not. He didn't count until she picked up the ball. There's still the inbound until she touches it. It's a five-second call. And he just – I've never seen the ball rolled in that slowly, honestly.
It almost came to a complete stop in the backcourt.
Yeah, before McDuffie picked it up. Now, Rocks, kind of a
– they're back to being deliberate.
Offense. Yeah, now here's McDuffie drives, a little 10-footer, no good. Rebound Stewart, though. 47 seconds play. Now a steal by Abby Davidson. Not sure who knocked it away.
They're going to foul her.
And that foul is going to go against Davis, and that's going to be her first, and that will put Abby Davidson at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. If they foul again, we'll have two shots at it because they've got 19 fouls now. So Abby Davidson with 16 points in the game. Hit a couple of free throws in the third quarter.
0 for 2 free throws here from Abby.
Eyes the first and puts it in.
That one found the bottom. Rolled around a little bit.
6-1 senior for the Streaks. Second one. Up and rolls off, no good. Allison with a rebound. 48-40 Streaks lead. 39 seconds to play.
Again, pulling it back out. They're not being aggressive.
Just trying to figure out the offense, figure out what to do rather than get it to McDuffie and let her go. Now it's a three-pointer from Rice. Left baseline, no good. Rebound Kiara Kilgore, and she gets mugged. It's going to go against Davis, and that's going to put Kiara at the free throw line for two shots now, as that is the 10th team foul on Rock Island. 28.2 to play. Streaks with a 48-40 lead. And now Coach Massey calls the other four off of the lane. Wants him back on defense. Doesn't want to get a foul going after a loose ball. So Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots, 28.2 seconds to play. First one is up and short.
Struggled in this one. She's what, 4 of 8?
One, two, three. No, I only had a three. Now four. Did I miss one somewhere? One, two, three. I've had that as her fourth make.
Okay.
Again, should be a five-second call. They rolled it all the way to midcourt, and he was not even counting. McDuffie picks it up, kicks to Stewart at the free throw line down the right side. Just let her go, laid it up, no good. Rebound, Rice ran over the top. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she fell over. And they're going to call this a foul on the Streaks. I don't know about that.
Rice ran into Abby Lingenfelter, knocked her over, landed on top of her, and Abby Lingenfelter gets called for a hold. So that's going to put Rice at the free throw line with 18.9 to play. 49-40 is the Streaks' lead. First shot is up and good for Kayla Rice. 49-41.
Made her last four from the line. She made three, missed two, made four.
Streaks are going to have to hold their composure because they're really going to come at them on the inbound if she makes. Nope, missed it, though, and gets her own rebound.
How did she get her own rebound? She went across the free throw line.
There's no way she could have gotten in there that fast.
My gosh.
Well, they call a jump ball. She ran over somebody to get there on top of it and tied up with Abby Lingenfelter. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Who knows? Abby Lingenfelter to inbound.
She was at that basketball by the time it came off the rim.
And it comes to Grace Nelson. That's a put. That should be an intentional foul. She's pushing her on purpose now. Rice fouls out of the ballgame. Davis was trying to foul. She had her hand on her, just pushing her. So, 12.8 to play. Grace Nelson goes to the free throw line with two more shots.
Best case scenario, though, for the Streaks there was Rice committing the foul and fouling out.
So, Kayla Rice fouls out, and Coach Hall is going to take all the time he needs. He gets 30 seconds. He's going to take it all. He's looking up and down the bench like, let's see.
I mean, I could get this a little bit more if it was a closer game, but it's 8 points at this point.
Like, sending a message to the officials, I guess. I don't know.
I get that.
Well, she should have fouled out, like, in the second quarter.
Right.
So he's going to bring in, we're assuming it's the freshman, Amaya Jackson, who played a little bit earlier. So 12.8 to play. Streaks lead 49-41. Grace Nelson at the free throw line. She hit two there moments ago. First one is up, and it is good. 50-41. She can make it a 10-point lead. Grace Nelson, second shot is away, and good. 51-41 is the Streaks lead.
And here we go again.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. They're not even counting. Where's the count? It's just like 11 seconds. They just let it roll. How do you not count? If the count is when somebody touches it. Wow, what was that?
It was blocked.
Okay.
Yeah, by
Jackson.
Cadence.
I say your shot went behind the glass. 5.9 to play. Streaks lead 51-41. When you inbound the ball, the count doesn't stop till you touch it. In it comes to Allison from the free throw line. No good. Kara Kilgore with a rebound. 1 second to play. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks, a big win here tonight as they defeat the Rock Island Rocks. Final score, Galesburg 51, Rock Island 41. Streaks now 14-4 on the season, even up their Western Big Six record at 3-3. The Rocks fall to 10-9 on the season, 4-2 in the Western Big Six. Come back with our post-game show. We'll run down some stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well, and we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 51-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy and windy tonight at over that low of 10. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Warren and Henry counties due to blowing snow and dangerous wind chills. A wind advisory will be in effect 3 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Knox County. Mostly sunny and windy tomorrow with patchy blowing snow. High of 14, the wind chill as low as 10 below zero. Tomorrow night, a low of 1, the wind chill as low as 17 below. It's 29 at WGIL.
With
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win at 51-41, the final over the Rock Island Rocks. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, what a nice win here tonight. Your girls showed some resilience, got down early, but my goodness, they had to be tough with the basketball. And you know, you almost learned throughout the game to kind of use their aggressiveness or over-aggressiveness against them in some ways.
Yeah, a little bit. I just thought, you know, they're just the kids, they've got a quiet toughness about them.
Yeah.
And it's in terms of what they do. And I thought Rock Island came in at the beginning. I think they physically wanted to challenge our toughness. I think their timeout with 3 minutes to go, I think they wanted to challenge us, you know, in terms of how that was handled and stuff. And our kids stayed the course in terms of what they did. They could have panicked at the beginning when I think we were down 11-1 or something like that, and they just stayed the course and ended up, you know, fought through that way. But, you know, I thought, you know, we experimented there, put Key as a point guard and Alexis as a three, and we kind of blew that experiment up after 2 or 3 minutes and stuff. But we just very proud. I mean, this was a big win for us in terms of a big win as far as beating Rock Island, a big win for us in terms of the nature of the game and what the kids had to do to step up.
Yeah, because that's the kind of game, I mean, you see that from Geneseo, and there's some other teams, you see that same kind of defense. Maybe not necessarily as quick, but you know, they're going to challenge you. And whatever, you know, if the official's going to let them play, they're going to take advantage of that. And, you know, it's hard enough to handle the ball against a really quick physical guard, but when, you know, they're getting the pushing and shoving, and they're makes it even tougher. But I thought you guys did a really good job handling that, especially mentally.
Yeah, there was a lot of bumping out around half court. And, you know, that, you know, if they let that happen, that their defense is a different thing. They're good to begin with it. And so it's tough that way. But, you know, it's a game where, gosh, you look through and, you know, the obvious, you look at, you know, Key with 20 points and Abby Davidson was phenomenal with the turnaround jump and a couple offensive rebounds that she got in traffic and put back was great. But, you know, you could just go on and on. You know, Grace and Capri, you know, didn't have the strongest first half, but they ended up, both of them were solid in the second half and what did and got us organized. Grace hit some big free throws. Alexis came in, didn't play as many minutes, but hit a big three for us there with them. That Soraya got some rebounds for us. Cadence ends up you know, a couple different times that she made huge plays where she got right to the basket and laid it in and did a nice job. And then, you know, you look, Abby Lingenfelder just gets lost in the shuffle, scores no points, but, you know, she was so important to the win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it gets to a point, especially against a really good team and they're coming at you defensively and you've got the lead to not – be so nervous that you make mistakes. There was one little point, I think you had a couple of turnovers in a row where they made some good defensive plays. But other than that, I thought you guys really had great composure down the stretch, again, the way they were coming at you.
Yeah, and some of it was, you know, what have tried to convey to both Capri and to Grace is if people want to put that kind of pressure on, don't feel like you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Of, you know, with Abby Lingenfelter, with Key, those are people that can come up. And I, you know, Key, you know, a little bit against pressure, I thought she felt like she had to do more than she needed to. But again, you know, it's just a great, great win for us. I'm so proud of the kids.
Absolutely. And they played with great confidence and really, really nice win here tonight. All right, so it's a little bit different schedule this week. The Sterling game that was scheduled for Thursday night has been moved to Monday now. So you'll have a non-conference game on Saturday afternoon down at Manual. Then a really, really busy week next week also.
Right. And, you know, hopefully if any fans or parents are listening, that only two fans per player can go in. So if some people were thinking they'd go down and, you know, have lunch or something and do some Peoria, that unless they're, you know, one of the two attached to the players, they can't go. And we respect that it's, you know, in terms of with the virus. But hopefully, you know, the way people describe it, you know, maybe we'll in another couple of weeks this will kind of burn out a little bit and we can get back to what was a semi-normal.
Does the coach get a contingent?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks, as always, for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you guys for all you do.
Absolutely. Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks won it here tonight, 51-41, the final score. They outscored Rock Island 21-11 in that fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout here, come back, and run down some postgame stats. Also, we're going to be naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win it 51-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We want to hear tonight over the Rock Island Rocks. 51-41 is the final score. What a nice effort by the Streaks. Really fun game to watch, and what a great confidence builder for this team as well.
Yeah, and, you know, this is one of those games where you thought it was going to be a battle coming down the stretch, and the Streaks just showed more resilience than Rocky did. And, you know, Rocky, the team that a lot of people pegged to be able to challenge Geneseo to win the conference. And this is just flat, straight out, this is a big win for the Streaks. And Geneseo's going to be real happy about it, too, obviously.
Yeah. Well, make no mistake, that is a very good basketball team that we beat tonight, too. And, you know, you play that way and with that kind of toughness, and that's the way you need to play against Geneseo. They're going to come at you like that, and there's going to be some other teams we might see down the stretch that will come at you that way as well. So, well, let's go ahead and get into our post-game statistics here. We'll start scoring-wise. The Streaks with just a couple of players in double figures, led by Kara Kilgore with 20 points, 5 twos, a couple of threes, 4 for 9 from the free throw line, 17 for Abby Davidson, 7 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line, 7 points for Cadence Leidick, 3 baskets, 1 for 4 from the line, 4 points for Grace Nelson on 4 for 4 from the line in the fourth quarter, 3 points for Alexis Edgerson on a 3, 3 three-pointers in the game. And you know what's crazy, and we'll get the total on the turnovers, but 12 for 21 from the line for the Streaks.
Yep.
And what do you have?
I am at 12 of 19.
12,
two,
okay.
3, 4.
Let's see. What did you have in the
Five,
first?
Six,
I had a 3 for 8 in the
seven.
First half.
I had 3 for 8 in the first half.
Okay.
I had two, three, oh, wait, five, I just found another nine. Miss. So I have a 12 for 20 with that miss. How many misses did you have for Kira?
I had her 4 of 9. She was
okay.
She
then
was
you three. Had her for two misses. I only had her for four
yeah, because she had a 3-point a chance where she missed that one, and then she had a 2-shot foul both in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so then yeah, I have 12 for 21 too.
Okay,
then.
So but try and how many turnovers did we have for
21.
The game? 21 turnovers and just 12 for 21 from the line, and still win the game over a really good team. That's impressive.
Yeah, usually you don't see that.
No. All right, for Rock Island, they actually had 3 players in double figures. Amari McDuffie led the way with 16 points, 6 twos, a 3, 1 for 1 from the line, 11 for Kayla Rice on a couple of baskets, 7 for 10 from the line, 10 points for Bree Stewart on 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, but just 2 points for Mackenzie Mirhage on a basket and 2 for Emily Allison on a basket. They were 10 for 13 from the line, just the 1 3-pointer.
Well, it sounds like a huge disparity, 21 turnovers to just 11 for Rocky, but of Rocky's 11 turnovers, 7 of them came in the 6 of them came in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, the Streaks actually had one less turnover in the fourth quarter than Rocky did. Streaks dominated the boards 35-18, including 10-6 on the offensive end. Rocky shot the ball not near as well in the second half. Just they were 10 of 20 and 1 of 3, 2 and 3 in the first half. In the second half, they were 4 of 14 from inside the arc. They were 0 of 9 from outside the arc. So they finished 15 of 46 from the field, 1 of 12 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, finished the game 18 of 35 from the field, 3 of 11 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Abby Davidson had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. Abby Lingenfelter had, Soraya Boyd had a rebound. Abby Lingenfelter had 10 rebounds and 2 blocks. Caden Zlidick had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, and a block. Alexis Edgerson had 1 rebound. Capri Ferguson had 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Grace Nelson had 4 assists, and Kara Kilgore 9 rebounds, assist, and a block.
All right, that block by Capri Ferguson, we were talking about that. That was on the three-point attempt. It sounded like a volleyball spike.
Mentioned,
and we could hear it up here, just smack the ball as hard as I've ever seen a block, almost in any game,
right.
Especially in a girls' game, though. It was pretty amazing. So the Streaks get the win here tonight, dominate on the glass, which they've been doing lately. They've been doing a great job rebounding throughout the tournament.
Yep.
I mean, Abby Lingenfelter and Abby Davidson were just dominant in that tournament, both with multiple double-digit rebound games.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the thing is that they're doing a good job of rebounding as a team. You're not seeing just the post players in there. You're seeing Kara put up 9 rebounds. You're seeing other players. Soraya Boyd comes off the bench and makes sure she makes her presence known with the rebound. So I think that's a big thing, too, is you're not relying just on one or two players to get all the rebounds. They're doing a good job as a team.
So the Streaks win it here tonight. 51-41 is the final score. They're now 14-4 on the year, 3-3 in the Western Big Six. The Rocks dropped to 10-9. Our final order of business will be to name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Then it's the racism thing.
Yeah.
White racist. White supremacists, they don't want anything done with abortion. Disproportionately, it's black babies that die. White supremacists all for abortion. Absolutely. Keep on killing those babies. So, I mean, I don't know why you even make that argument. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, same people who My Body, My Choice want you to get up there and get that shot!
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, we knew it was gonna happen. Yep, ice. It's a-coming.
Hey, man, did he say ice is coming? We gotta vamoose, man.
No need to get out of here. Just be prepared. Ice is coming. Ice, snow, cold. Are you prepared? Is your car prepared? Make sure your car is road ready for the upcoming winter by taking it to CarMark. CarMark Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
So our final order of business is today our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. A lot of good things happen in this late in the game. I mean, Grace Nelson 4-for-4 from the free throw line late for her only 4 points of the game. Did a pretty good job handling some pressure. I mean, Kiara Kilgore did her normal job. Just missed a double-double, 20 points, 9 rebounds, an assist to block. I mean, we had Cadence Lydic. How many blocks did she have, or steals?
Four steals.
Abby Lingenfelter, double digits and rebounds again. But this young lady was just a spark, especially late in the game. She made just a couple of amazing shots down on the block, some offensive rebounds and put back and hit a free throw in the fourth quarter as well, a couple in the third quarter. 7 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks, 2 assists on top of 17 points.
Yeah, it's been a while, Tom, since we've had a true crunch time
player
of the game. Or at least at the end of a game. A lot of times we're looking at crunch time early in the game or in the third quarter, and this time it truly was down the stretch. And we're going to go with the senior Abby Davidson. She finishes the game with 17 points, but if you look at just crunch time, she finishes with 9 points. She was a perfect 4-for-4 from the field in the fourth quarter. In fact, she was a 7-of-8 from the field in the entire game. So 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter, 1-of-2 from the stripe in the fourth quarter. She had 3 rebounds in the fourth quarter, an assist, a steal, and a block. So Abby Davidson, is our crunch time player of the game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So a good win for the Streaks, 51-41, the final score. The Illini get the win tonight, big win over Minnesota, who I didn't realize you said they were 10-1. Minnesota was 10-1
right.
Coming into that game.
76-53, Illinois wins that game.
So Illini get the win here tonight. Now, again, a different schedule for later this week. The girls are supposed to play up at Sterling on Thursday night. That's not going to happen. It's now rescheduled for Monday, same time, 6:40 pregame, 7:10 for the tip here on WGIL. The boys, it's going to be a varsity-only game Friday night up at Alleman, so it'll be a hard start at 7 o'clock, 6:40 pregame for that one here on WGIL. Then the girls Saturday afternoon down at Manual, and that is a 2:30 start, so about 2:10 for the pregame. And that's one, if you plan on going, if you have a child playing for the team, each player is allowed two fans. So a couple of parents is basically all they're going to get,
yeah.
I guess, and at that one. And, again, we'll take the air around 2:10 for the pregame and a 2:30 tip from Manuel coming up this Saturday. Well, good win tonight, Eric. It was that was a fun one to watch. I haven't had one like that for a while with all that excitement coming down the stretch. And, you know, Streaks held their composure, and really fun to see that out of this Galesburg team.
Yeah, and it's a well-needed win. I mean, you came out of Mattoon with a positive feeling because
yeah.
you got third. But I think if you went to a girl and questioned the girls, were they satisfied with only getting third in that tournament, they'd probably tell you no. So, you know, it's nice to be in a situation where you come out and you have a tough stretch this month. This is going to be one of the toughest months. It's going to be the toughest month of the season by far, but it's been probably going to be one of the toughest months the Streaks have had as a program in years because of the amount of talent you're going to see just in this month alone. So it's imperative for the Streaks to start this one on a good note. They did. They have an opportunity now with Manuel on Saturday to continue that, as Manuel does not have a very strong program, and then Sterling, who's having a down year, you see on Monday. So all
yeah.
of a sudden you could be looking at 3-0 coming out of the break and feeling pretty good because you'd be above 500 now in the conference.
Yeah, and you're also, like you said, this schedule coming up is going to look like what Rock Island's schedule has looked like
right.
already, because we're going to see Peoria High, we're going to see Morton. I mean, we'll see Geneseo again, obviously. Of course, we lost to Quincy here. We'll have to go down there and see them again, and I like our chances playing the way we're playing, though, right now, too. But
yeah.
you still gotta perform. All right. Well, good win for the Streaks tonight, 51-41. Abby Davidson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Let's see. Again, no game Thursday night. Sterling will be coming up Monday night, Saturday afternoon. Streaks will play Manual boys game Friday night at 6:40 for the pregame up at Alleman. Thanks to our studio engineers, Clark Burnett, Brian Prescott, for Eric Gibson, Tom Erta, saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.